Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Boy Morgan, give me a key.
Well, we were just talking about red zone stuff, and I told you guys that I had more to this, and it was part of my key. I've talked about what the Falcons need to do in defense. Now I'm going to say what they need to do in offense in the red area. Mm-hmm. Falcons are scoring touchdowns 50% of the time. They're 4 of 8, 8 possessions. They've scored 4 touchdowns in the red area. That is 19th in the league, and it's tied for 19th. It's still early, so you know teams are all kind of have the same numbers.
Right.
This Seahawks defense has been the ultimate bend, don't break defense so far. I know they gave up 27 points last week, but they have only given up 2 touchdowns in that red area. 22% of the time they're allowing touchdowns. That is second in football. That is really good. I know it's early, but that is pretty good.
Yeah.
Giving up, I think they're giving up 21 points a game. That's 15th. That number is a little bit skewed because you got blown out last week by a better team, but the week before you played well. So that number, that number's floating around there. So not only did we mention earlier about red zone efficiency for the defense, but the offense has got to be better. Again, scoring in the red area has been the reason why, to me, they're not winning games along with allowing too much. So if they can bring that number up this week against a defense that is not allowing touchdowns in that area, that is a big key for me this week.
No, I'm right there with you. You just flat out have to be better in the red zone offensively, defensively as well. You touched on it in your matchups. They just have to be in the red zone better in the red zone altogether as a team. So definitely a key. Another key for me is, you touched on it, making sure these receivers and Geno Smith don't get going. Don't let them get into a rhythm, because in these past couple of games, you've let quarterbacks and receivers get into a rhythm. In game one, it was Jameis Winston and Michael Thomas. Let them get going in the second half. Early on in the game, not so much in the second half, but earlier in the game, you let Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp get going. Do not let Geno Smith and DK Metcalf and or Tyler Lockett get going at all this game. You've had a good second half. You've had a good first half. Now you need to bring that together and have a complete football game. So you need to obviously limit turnovers, all the regular things you need to do, but you need to most importantly have a complete football game. And on defense, don't let Geno Smith, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett get going. Make sure those guys never are in sync for the entirety of this football game.
Sorry, I messed that up. I can't click. My clicker's not working. I love that. I had limit big plays was one of my ones, a key, but also had forced Geno into being Geno. And I'm not giving that because I think that is basically yours. Yeah. And I want to add to what you said. You pointed out you got to get to him early. Geno has been able to get in a rhythm, right? That's something that you just said. You can't let him get in rhythm. Well, clearly he's completing 47 of 58 passes he's completed. Now, not a lot of yards. We went over that. But we talked about 81% clip, if you forgot. So clearly he's been allowed to get in a rhythm, and he's allowed him to kind of do his thing. Right. I don't think you're at the same level yet as the Niners, so I don't think you're going to beat them 27-7. That's not going to be my prediction in a minute. So I think that is, we can't think about, right? We can't say, oh, well, you know, they didn't really do much last week. If you don't allow them to get in a rhythm, then you make Geno Geno. And that's why I put that on there. The other thing that I wanted to get to for me is third down efficiency, all right?
Yes.
The Falcons defense is 20th in stopping third downs. They're allowing third downs to be converted almost 44% of the time. That's not been good enough. But what's been even worse is the Falcons, to me, on offense, they are only converting 34% of their third down opportunities. That's not good enough. Nope. Now, this is a defense that is actually worse than the Falcons on third down. They're allowing conversions on almost 47% clip. So wow. The Falcons have got to be better on third down. I'm not going to go Jeff Collins on you and, oh, it's the money down. It's the money down. But guess what? It's the money down, okay? It matters. We talked about red zone efficiency, which is huge. Third down efficiency is pretty big, and the Falcons have to be better offensively. That is a key for this game. Improve your third down efficiency on offense. Like, defense is defense, whatever. But offensively, we have got to convert these third downs, especially in key situations where we're driving in that red area. And my other key is I feel like I am just harking on the same things, but I'm trying to give you guys things that you won't hear other places necessarily, right. Or maybe you do. Maybe I'm just a cliche guy, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Unforced errors on key situations. So third downs. Let me start from the beginning. First off, you can't have first down penalties that like a holding or clip, any of those things that basically puts you now first and 20. It almost kills a drive right off the bat. But yep. These penalties, unforced errors in the red area too, I think they've had four or five where, you know, you've had these unforced errors by holding or, you know, illegal shift or whatever in the red area, and it's killing you in there. Yep. So third down efficiency, and I'm going to go ahead and top off my third because I know we're getting up against it, but unforced errors in key situations, this team has been hampered by them so far in the first two games. Got to clean that up if we want to get that W, come home 1-2. And now it looks like, a pretty decent Cleveland team in week four.
That's a great point you made, because you look back to these first two games of the season thus far, look at what happened in key situations. 3rd and 1, you have a chance to win the game. Win your first game of the season, put everything on a high note, and end that Sunday on a complete and utter high because of how impressive you looked. Marcus Mariota, he gets a little eager. He said it himself. He saw a look that he really liked. He tried to rush a snap, fumbled it. You go back. You don't convert on fourth, or actually you punt it on 4th and 1, and we know what happens after that. In the Rams game, Marcus Mariota trying to make a play, and this isn't necessarily his fault or anybody's fault. Jalen Ramsey makes a good play. Bryan Edwards, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week. He should have, or this week, he should have, you know, tried to bat the football down maybe. But anywho, Marcus Mariota throws it to Bryan Edwards, trying to make a play. Jalen Ramsey intercepts it. You know what happens after that. And I can't remember if this other one I'm about to bring up happened during the Saints or the Rams game. I think it was the Saints game, but it could have been either game. Anywho, it was a bad miscue. I believe it was 3rd and 1 or no, it was 4th and 1, and we were going to attempt to go for it. But then you get an illegal shift or some type of illegal procedure, backs you up to 4th and 5. You're no longer in the position to go for it. You have to punt, and that hurts you because I think whether it was the Saints or the Rams, they went on and scored. I think it was the New Orleans Saints. So that hurts you. So you have to be better in these key situations, like Bo said. You just have to be better. So that is a huge key, Bo Morgan, and I'm definitely glad you brought that up because just so many times we've shot ourselves in the foot in opportune situations to win the game, and we just haven't been able to convert, haven't even been able to give ourselves a chance to execute. And another one I'll add on to that is the end of the game against the Rams. You don't even get to – I know it was a Hail Mary and it was a long shot, but you didn't even get to take a chance because on a 3-man rush, I think it was Jake Matthews that whiffed. And
No. Jake didn't whiff. I can't have you. We gotta have you.
No, I don't want to slander Jake.
It was Caleb McGarry, and he didn't whiff. He got beat, and kind of pushed back into the pocket. So Marcus had to move out, and then he eventually gets taken down. I just want to make sure we're right on everything. But you're right. No, that's a good point.
No, I'm glad you corrected it because I don't want to say anything that actually didn't happen. So thank you. But the point is, you didn't even get a chance to see what was going to happen if you were able to make the throw. You didn't even get the throw off. So that's not okay. So the fumble against the Saints, the interception against the Rams, that other play where you're going to go for it on fourth and one, you have the illegal procedure and you have it backs you up so you don't even get a chance to go for it. And then you not getting a Hail Mary off at the end of the Rams game. Those little things where you have a chance to win the football game or tie it up or ice the game, and you don't even get a chance to do it, or you can't do it because of you shooting yourself in the foot. So like you said, key miscues at very inopportune times. That's a huge key, Bo.